Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth, questioning
And
whether you
cousins.
can really call yourself Cousin Chad. You're not the full Cousin Chad we know and love.
That's right. For those of you who watch this on YouTube, we do put these up on YouTube, Christmas Cousins Pod. I am in full genie regalia. Why? I don't know exactly, but I had the hat lying around, and the way it looks with this background, it's just my head showing up. So Seth and I said, well, let's do it. You know, what we lack in substance in these podcasts, Seth, we make up for these magical special effects. It's really wonderful.
Absolutely. This
Yeah.
cannot be replicated. No Lucas films or any of that. It's a
No.
DreamWorks is able to do this.
This is way bigger. And Seth, as you know, this is one of our special episodes, a taste testing. So before we get into it, I do want to introduce our live studio audience. Welcome, everybody. Yes. I know you're all excited. Are you excited to see how Cousin Seth does with his tasting? Are we hoping that things go a little awry like we have had in the past? What are we looking for? Okay, all right then. One guy's excited. All right, we're gonna have a Seth tasting. That's all I'm saying. Nice.
They enjoy the mishaps.
They do. They really do.
Can't
So,
blame
Cousin
them.
Seth, Cousin Seth, once upon a time in the whimsical world of the Christmas Cousins podcast, we embarked on this journey with you to explore the essence of each season through taste testing. Actually, I should have a little music behind me here. Oh, yes. So little did we know that these testing escapades, Seth, would become a fan favorite, all thanks to your unpredictable reactions that range from absolute love to downright disgust. So, do you remember, Seth, when we first introduced you to the enchanting world of pumpkin spiced overnight oats?
I do.
Oh, we do too. Your
Sadly.
priceless reaction is burned into my memory. Then came the memorable moment where you took your inaugural sip of eggnog, where the results were, well, abject disgust. And then more recently, you encountered a Cadbury cream egg for the first time, and that was, you could barely handle it. You were about to just completely quit the show. But now, in our latest adventure today, we dive headfirst into the sugary realm of Peeps marshmallows, a classic Easter and springtime delight, but they now have new flavors, Seth. Party cake, cotton candy, Dr. Pepper. So I can't wait to see how, one, I like them, but also to witness where your taste buds go if they're going to go on another wild ride. Will you declare newfound love for these fluffy treats, or will your reaction rival your past encounters? So what are Peeps, Seth? Peeps, we all know them. They're those iconic marshmallow delights. They adorn Easter baskets worldwide. They started back in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania in something like 1950s. And they started with just a simple sign. They were originally called Just Born. They became a symbol of a marshmallow empire, and the little yellow chicks, the Peeps, in their original form, soon gave way to this rainbow of colors and whimsical shapes we know today. And so now we have all these other flavors. We're going to go into it. Peeps are a cultural phenomenon. Seth, you are a cultural phenomenon. So this is just a perfect blending. Let's get into
I'm in rarefied air, just my peeps and myself.
You are. You're just as fluffy and delightful too. So, Seth, what flavors? I have three flavors here today. What flavors do you have?
I have I guess four in total. The originals. I
Okay.
have the originals. I have cotton candy, I have party cake, and I have Dr. Pepper.
Okay. And you have had Peeps before. This isn't your first time.
I have to think I have at some point, because I've been at places on Easter egg hunts and been around Easter baskets, probably have received a couple. So I'm sure
Right,
at
okay.
some point somebody got me to try one, but yeah, it wasn't memorable or I don't know. I feel
Okay.
pretty good about this. I know you don't want to hear
Oh,
that.
I don't at all. That's the show, everybody. That's been nice. I'm Cousin Chad.
No, be here. I say that with I'm not a fan of marshmallows, so I'm not fun
Right.
with s'mores. It's just chocolate and graham crackers for me. So I'll go there and I'll converse and talk. But yeah, when there's, I'm not putting any marshmallow in it. So
Okay,
maybe we will
so
have, yeah.
You have three flavors in the original. I have the cotton candy, the party cake, and the Dr. Pepper. Did you end up getting Dr. Pepper? Did you say that? Because I know you're looking for that one. You did
have that.
Did you like Dr. Pepper?
I do. I do. It was it's interesting. After we talked to Craig, the Christmas guy, 365, and he was telling us his son is a big Dr. Pepper fan as well. He also brought it to our attention that everything over, not everything, but a majority of the things over there tend to be less.
Over there being England. Oh, he's in England.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. And so I've been very aware of that. But as far as how things are much sweeter here. But that being said, I'm excited to try the Dr. Pepper one.
We'll see. Okay, good. I think we should save that maybe for last. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little focused Seth is laughing at that hat. I think it's great.
Seth is laughing at my ridiculous genie hat. How dare you, Seth? Your wish is my command. Okay, so you have four. So maybe I'll start. I'm going to start then with... Please. Oh, no, you should start because you have an extra. So why don't you start with... Let's start with the basic, the original one, Seth. Go for
going
it.
OG.
All right, okay.
Open this guy.
He's going OG peeps. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What I like... Oh, sorry. What I like about these is that you can bite into them anywhere and it's going to be all the same. There's no surprises. I know it's going to be marshmallow in the middle, which I'm okay with.
Okay.
Gel or gelatinous thing. All right. So yeah, I went with a pink one. So these are traditional. Pink,
okay. Okay. His first taste of a peep. Sugar overload.
I guess I should go with the head. What are the eyes? Is that chocolate or?
I think it's.
I don't know.
No. I don't know.
Different colored marshmallow.
It's a good question.
Huh. We'll see. I'll dissect another one. But.
Right. It's like a hard sugar. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. He's tasting it right now. He bit in. Now, to my delight, he does not look too delighted. He looks like he's handling it, but does not look like he's enjoying it at all. He looks like he's looking around for somebody to spit it out. I know this look. I love this look. Oh, this is great. Wow, that didn't go well. It went well for my purposes.
I think I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Chewing, no, this is going to blow everyone's mind. Chewing breaks the food down.
Yes.
And that should be all that is needed once the food is in your mouth. When it changes structure, not from chewing, just from mouth, and it, not absorbing the saliva, it just... Right. I'm going too much into this.
So what you're saying is marshmallow. Just by chewing or masticating the food, that should be enough to make it where you can swallow it. It shouldn't change form. That's what you don't like when it like changes form mid bite.
Yeah. And then these things start to break down and then kind of put a coating on my tongue or my teeth. And it's just like, ugh. That's where I lose it. But the thing is, you have to chew. I mean, versus just like taking it and just swallowing the thing. I'm trying to be very careful how I say these things.
Yeah. Joe, the Christmas aficionado, is working on the out of context clips, I'm sure, right now when you're describing your peeps. Okay. So do you think? Did you like it? Did you hate it? That was just the original one.
It wasn't terrible. I wouldn't eat them regularly.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah. The sweet wasn't too much. So it was, it wasn't terrible.
Okay, so that was the original. So it was a milk toast reaction. I'm so sorry, everyone listening. Well, hopefully one of these will be vomitous for him. Okay, so would you like to do party cake or cotton candy next? Because I have those two. Or do you want to do Dr. Pepper? Because maybe you'd have soda before cake.
There's some good logic in that. I do want to try them, but it's your call. Your call. Whatever you want.
I say, let's do Dr. Pepper. You've been waiting. I haven't had one yet. Now, as you know, I eat very healthy, so I wouldn't normally do peeps at all. Yeah. But I do these things for the show, just like wearing this genie hat. I don't normally wear that either. okay. They don't smell like anything other than like a little bit of a sugar. So you don't smell Dr. Pepper. Okay. Let's do it. We'll take a bite at the same time.
Yep. Let's do it.
There we go. Okay. Okay. Are you getting Dr. Pepper flavor?
I am. You very are? Little bit. Yeah. It's very subtle.
Yes, right now I'm getting it. Okay. Very subtle.
I will tell you, I think I like these better.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know the marshmallow is obviously the same consistency, but yeah, I do like these better. Again, I'm not going to make it a regular item, seasonal item, but it's, yeah, they're definitely better. I like Dr. Pepper, so.
Okay. And it's just a subtle taste.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge overwhelming.
Like, now I know some people like them stale. They leave them out and they get them stale and crunchy. That might even make it better because they're very gooey right now. That's the thing, having stale Peeps. Have you heard that?
Really? Set? No. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I have not.
Yes, it's a whole thing.
These are very gooey, and I'm looking at the
expiration date. Some people say, like a fine wine, Peeps are better with age. Fans of the chick-shaped treats have long extolled the virtues of cracking open the band and the bag and letting them get stale before savoring them. That's from a 2019 Washington Post article. So, okay. People like them. So it was fine. It was good. I don't know. I don't get Peeps necessarily. Like, I don't know why I would eat them. I guess if you want a sugar rush, and I like that how they look, and it definitely makes it look festive, but they just have a sugary flavor. Like when we do the Christmassy drink food, it tastes like Christmas to me. This just tastes like sugar, basically. So fine. Okay. Now the next one, let's do cotton candy. I grew up at the Jersey Shore. You spent many years there. Cotton candy is a staple on every Jersey Shore boardwalk. And it's good cotton candy. So I'm curious, how is it in Peeps form? Now they are adorable looking and they are festive. And my kids kept asking me, when are you doing that Peeps episode with Cousin Seth so we can finish the rest of the boxes? So they'll be happy that we got this done. My son who got his driver's license today, by the way. Very cool. He passed his test early this morning. Yes.
That's awesome.
Very exciting. Excited. Yes. And I went with him. I wore my genie hat and and so I granted wishes to everybody that passed by. It was wonderful. So okay. So Seth, you want to try the cotton candy one?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Take one of these guys off. These are cool. They're like, they're pink, but like speckled with blue and.
You like it? Okay. You know what? I like these better than the Dr. Pepper one because they taste more like a nice marriage of cotton candy and Peeps. Okay, I get that more. If you're looking for a sweet treat, that's a good way to go.
Yeah. You know what I like about these too? The marshmallow is maybe they mixed it in with the flavoring of the cotton candy flavoring because it's pink on the inside, whereas usually they're just the white marshmallow thing. Those are pretty good.
Good eye, Seth. Good eye. Okay.
Thank you.
And then I love that.
I think that's what those little blue specks are. A little piece of cotton candy.
Maybe. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Ooh. That's interesting. We haven't figured out what the eyes are. If somebody wants to write us and let us know what the eyes are made of. I see foodnetwork.com also says Peeps are better if they're stale. Leave them open, sit on the countertop for a day or two to harden. So, okay.
Oh.
You know what? Maybe we'll leave one out and try it and report back. It's funny because normally we do these tastings, Seth, and we get into the flavors of everything and the nuances and the smells and everything. Mm-hmm. Peeps don't have that kind of sensory sensation. It's like, yes, they look colorful and springy and Eastery to me. But other than that, once you taste it, there's like one sensation, sugar, sweet. It's not a lot going on. It's not very nuanced, at least from what I'm getting. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Well, that's a last one already. Party cake flavor. You ready for this one? We both had this, right?
Yep. Hold on. We got to open this guy up.
He's going to open it up with his rippling muscles. For those of you who don't know, Seth is he's a student of jujitsu, so he has no problem opening up a box of Peeps at all, whatsoever. They are
this
no match.
This is what I train for.
That's right. What belt are you now, Seth? Do you want to say?
I'm still a white belt. So I have a little bit of time away, but it's third degree.
Okay, well, he's getting there. And for those of you who know, Cousin Seth being one of the world's wealthiest men, he also has many Gucci belts. So not just his white belt, but he's very fond of his Gucci belts. Always bragging.
I forgot about those.
Yeah. Why would you even have to brag about it? No one cares. This is all friendly community. No one.
I'm trying to be we a like man you of the for people. You,
that's okay. Right.
Well, that's good. That's good. But even myself, I sometimes am fallible.
That's right. Oh, see that? Now even the dogs are going crazy.
Baby's disagreeing. No, you do everything right and perfect and amazing.
That's right. That's right. So are you ready? You went, Astro. That's actually Astro.
Oh, yes.
Astro. It's okay. Cousin Seth is infallible. He's so infallible. He's so infallible. Come on, Astro. Can dogs eat peeps? We'll have to check that one out next. Okay. Are you ready for this one, Seth?
Let's do it.
Last one. Yep, party cake. Let's do it. Will it be a winner? Or will it be a loser? Okay, here we go. Okay, it's got a bit of a crispy outside, soft inside. Seth, I just, this is good. Seth spit that one out. He's making a great face. Okay.
I went the other way on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got the cake. It's like a white cake with frosting, but like for some reason, like all I was tasting was like frosting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, and then I had the mushiness of the marshmallow. Not my favorite.
Okay. I am with you there, Seth. I was just getting mostly like frosting flavor, like you said, not like cake batter ice cream flavor, which is really good. I like that flavor more. So yeah, this is mostly like frosting, not a lot of flavor going on at all. Just mostly sweet. So, okay.
Yeah.
I like that you spit that one out there and are making that face. That is good. Makes me happy.
It was bound to be one.
Yeah, exactly. Now I like, obviously my favorite is when you're totally grossed out. That's fun. But also when we're going into more nuanced things like the Trader Joe's hauls, peeps are very one-dimensional. It's fun to taste them. I like how they look. They certainly add a festive flair to your table or your house, and they give a sense of a season. And I know people love them, but for me, if I never have another peep, you know what?
Yeah.
It's okay with me. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be coming back to these. I'm sure they'll end up in my house again at some point, but throughout the years. Yeah. But yeah, not be by my doing.
Right. Or I know in that big snack closet that is at your mom's house that the grandkids all enjoy, maybe they'll end up there. So full of every snack imaginable. So I got a tour recently of that. It looked like a 7-Eleven dessert aisle or a candy aisle. It was wonderful. So
yeah, it's amazing. You can get,
you
get coffee and anchovies and all sorts of great things.
Coffee and anchovies. That's our next taste testing, ladies and gentlemen.
Coffee and anchovies.
That will get the reaction we want. Well, Seth, thank you for joining me. Thank everybody for joining us, rather, for this peeps tasting. No one got totally grossed out. No one was overwhelmed, underwhelmed. We're just pretty much how we expected, but that's how it goes. So at least I got to wear my genie hat. It's just been sitting there collecting dust. So that'll be a fun one to watch.
Right, especially with spring out and summer coming as well. This is perfect.
Yes, I hope I can find the rest of my body. You're just seeing the head. This is fun. Awesome. Well, I am Cousin Chad, everybody.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
Thank you. Rate us, review, subscribe @ Christmas Cousins Pod, ChristmasCousinsPod@gmail.com. Thank you.